tongue.
You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
staves.
The steel outside of a wagon wheel is called what?
Rim.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
Bar of wood. That's the thing that goes around the shoulders. And, single trees, that's one I know in, if you're going to plow and different things like that, you use a single tree, and that guides them.
Mm-hmm.
But there was another something that goes over the shoulders, but I forgot what you call it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Down like a horse tree, that's over the neck.
Put it right down here.
A collar? A horse collar?
No, a collar fits over this.
Oh.
But I don't know what it is. Anyway, it works something like the single tree, except it's around the neck, and lines go through these little pieces here and go fastened to mm-hmm. the bridle.
Oh. Okay. What do you call the thing that both of these, the horse and the single tree, are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Well, I guess if it's two of them, you'd call it a double tree.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing?
Hauling wood.
Suppose there was a log across the road. You say, I tied a rope to it and
drug.
Get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
After you plow, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
I know what it is. You harrow it.
You have any different kinds of harrow?
Yes, there's, I know they have one harrow that has just lots of these little plows, and like, there's not a plow, but they're little forks like underneath, and that makes it finer than the one that just has a few.
What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit on to?
Axle.
What do you call the X-shaped frame? You lay a log across, chop it into stove length.
A sawbuck.
Mm-hmm. You straighten your hair with a comb and
brush.
And when you use one of those, you say you're going to
brush your hair.
You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
Well, you put cartridges, bullets.
A plank laid over a trestle for children to play on is called a what? Got a sawhorse with a plank over it. What do you call that?
Saw what now?
Sawhorse with a plank laid over that.
Oh, seesaw.
What do you call a limb or plank fixed at both ends that children used to jump up and down on?
A limber plank. Well, I guess that's just what it is.
There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or a stump, and children get on each end and spin around on it. What do you call that?